We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Durham, just how important has Kate Otten's presence been just in terms of being an example for the other guys and everything that he brings to the table?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously it's been huge to have him back. Really fortunate to have him back. You know, obviously the big part as a player, he's a game changer. But the other thing, like you said, it's just getting one more year for those young guys to kind of see how it's supposed to be done. You know, just everything from off the field preparation, from a mental and physical standpoint, excuse me, how to come out to practice every day and attack every day. No days off, right? You know, we talk a lot about stacking days around here, and he's kind of an epitome of that. And so he's been awesome, right, just to have the young guys, you know, even some of the older guys in the room that are starting to step into larger roles like Devin, younger guys like Mark, Quentin come in here just to see how it should be done and how it should be done from a professional, you know, in a professional, you know, mindset for sure.
Did you see the strides from Mark Redmond this spring?
I'm really excited about Mark. I think he's had a hell of a spring. You know, I think he's probably one of the most improved guys on the offense in terms of, you know, I think some of the things like some people might miss if you're watching it from the outside is some of the run game stuff that he's really taking the next step in. And, you know, we're really looking forward to him to continue to get stronger in the offseason, right, grow, you know, put on a couple more pounds, you know, not too much. But he's been really good in the run game at the point of attack. We really think, you know, going forward, he's going to be that guy that's going to be that freaking next in line from that perspective. And then from the pass game, I think you guys have seen, right, he's a pretty consistent pass catcher, right, doesn't have many drops, catches the ball well, does a really good job finding holes in zones. It's going to be that big, big target for a check down player. And then obviously in the red zone, had a nice red zone fade the other day. And, you know, just he's really happy with his overall development. From a mental standpoint, too, just the things he's asked, the questions he's asking, it just kind of, you know, gets you excited as a coach.
What intrigued you about Quentin Moore to bring him in?
What's that? Say that.
Quentin Moore. What intrigued you about Quentin Moore to bring him in as a JUCO, and how important is it to kind of get that sort of stopgap to kind of balance out the room?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at Quentin, I mean, the number one thing is, you know, the first two criteria here in recruiting. Number one, is he physical? He is physical, right? He gets after people in the run game, especially when he knows what's going. And then number two, is he big and can he run? Right, and he's big and he can run. He's a smooth athlete. He can stretch the field vertically, right? He gets in and out of breaks really well. He's all 6'5", 240. And so he's a special dude that, like, I do think, especially, you know, a year or two when he can mature, he's going to even be better at the point of attack. But he's going to be one of those dudes that's going to give defenses fits. Like, how do you want to play us when he's in the game? You want to be in nickel or in base, you know? And that's kind of one of those matchup guys that's going to give some defenses some issues.
Does he resemble Hunter Bryant in being the kind of the hybrid wide receiver?
Yeah, he resembles Hunter for sure. But, like, I think I talked to Quentin. I mean, I brought him in here because I think I can put his hand in the dirt and he's going to go put his face on people too, you know? And Hunter did that some. You know, Hunter, we used him a little bit more like off the ball guy. And we're going to use that with Quentin too, but I think Quentin can be an all-around guy. You know, we can get him more with his hand in the dirt, and he does have a similar skill set in the pass game though. You know, Hunter was a special player, like big target guy, freaking made big plays for us, and I think Q can come in and fill that role, you know, once he gets this offense down, and he's been working his tail off from a mental standpoint to get that done.
With tight end being a position that just seems to be really evolving into different guys, where you have guys that are better, they can go out wide, guys that can go back to fullback. Ideally, how many tight ends do you want on the roster, and how would you like that mix to be? I know you'd like them all to be able to do everything, but...
Yeah. We got everybody, I know everybody gives us a hard time for how many tight ends we got in the room and everything, but you got to look at it from our perspective. It's really three different positions, right? We have our true Ys, who are kind of our inline guys, really good at the point of attack, really good route runners in zone, right? Can find the open spaces, sit down routes, get the tough catch in traffic. We have the Fs that are kind of, we'll flex them out, we'll move those guys around, put them in the slot. They can also be on the backside of stuff. And then we have kind of what we call the H-back position, which is more, lined up in wing alignments, in the backfield, and really good, coming from a set, from the backfield and in the run game, and also, being checkdowns in the pass game. So it's three different positions, and that's why we have a pretty large rule. We want to have seven guys on scholarship, because it's, like I said, three different positions within that room. And we ask them to do, each position has a unique skill set, for sure.
Who on the roster can do all three?
I mean, Cade, for sure. Right, Cade can. I think Quentin can grow into that. You know what I mean? We ask the guys to do a lot. Like, just because I say, hey man, you're gonna come in here and be a Y, doesn't mean we're not gonna split you out, right? Like you saw, like we're gonna split out Mark Redman. You know what I mean? And use him out there. But I think for sure Cade is that guy that can kind of do it all. He's a savvy route runner, knows how to get open. Versus man using his size, right? Can run routes in zone, and obviously he's pretty strong at the point of attack. That's what you strive. I tell everybody, strive to be able to do all things, right? The more complete toolbox you got, the more value you're going to add to the program, right? More value you add, more playing time you get.
What's the next step for Devin Culp in the progression?
Yeah, I think Devin has had a good camp. This camp. Just from a consistency factor. I know he had one drop ball today, but after those first two or three days, he started making more consistent plays in the pass game. I think he has taken a big step from a mental standpoint. He did a lot of work in the off season, just studying and getting this playbook down. We're thinking big things from him. I think he's had a good camp, and he's been playing physical and doing a good job running with the ones and twos and doing his job, making plays in the pass game, and I just want him to just keep continuing to be consistent and keep putting good stuff on tape every day, for sure.
Good. All right. Couple rounds here too, so we'll switch them out. Appreciate you guys.